drive home belongs to the great one. Mark Levin, today at 3 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
There were two things that happened here last night. One was the protest for that slain 18-year-old. The second was lawlessness that even the young man's family is distancing itself from this morning.
Back we are, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. All right. Rioting, looting, violence all breaking out in Missouri. It happened after an 18-year-old African-American kid was shot and killed by police in the suburban and largely African-American St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. It all started as a vigil for the dead teenager, but then the crowd clashed with police, and here's ABC News.
An eyewitness says she saw an officer shoot Michael Brown as he had his hands in the air.
And they shot him in his face and chest, and he went down unarmed.
The demonstrations turned violent at sundown. Police scrambled to respond as looters smashed into cars, stores, and fast food restaurants. St. Louis Alderman Antonio French tells ABC News.
The anger in the young men in this community and how they're treated by police, how they're treated by the greater community, I think it's boiled over.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
Okay, here is a spokesman for St. Louis County Police earlier this morning when the rioting finally and the looting finally subsided.
Where do you guys go from here?
Well, we just ask the community to, look, we understand that emotions run high in these things, and but we have our job to do, and our detectives have a job to do to find out exactly what happened 2 days ago. But when things like this happen and you have this many officers respond, it takes them away from doing their jobs, takes them away from their communities as well. So we just please urge the community to just give us time, and we will do a thorough investigation and get this thing wrapped up.
Okay. So we have all sorts of details spilling forth about the looting. The looters emptying out liquor store, mini mart, stealing tires. I mean, it was really opportunistic and really ugly. You've got the photos of people wearing bandanas and masks, just looting with abandon. Here is what we don't know. Any details? The details that we have up to now are that there was an altercation between a police officer and two African Americans. I'm not even sure what race the officer is. And one of them apparently or reportedly pushed the officer back into his car. And then you get different accounts. He tried to grab the officer's gun or a gun out of the car, and the officer came up shooting. As for the eyewitness, well, he was just standing there with his hands in the air. I would warn you that the initial reports we heard about the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case turned out to be wildly incorrect. But not before it was made into a racial incident, where racial politics overwhelmed the truth until very late in the case. I mean, for weeks, that case was on the tracks of a racial hate crime. You know, reporting that George Zimmerman killed an unarmed black kid walking home with a pack of candy. It just turned out to be so far from what actually happened. Trayvon Martin, the picture of Trayvon Martin showed like an 11-year-old boy. It turned out that Trayvon Martin was very much man-sized, much bigger than George Zimmerman, that he wasn't walking home. He was on the ground, having knocked George Zimmerman down, pummeling him, straddling him, mixed martial arts style, pounding his head or punching his head against the concrete when Zimmerman finally shot him. One shot to get him off. That turned out to be the truth. all this stuff about this helpless little kid walking home in the rain and being picked on, all of that turned out to be wildly exaggerated or distorted. The racial element in this case was false. It was reported to be by Benjamin Crump, the attorney for Trayvon Martin's family, that Zimmerman was white. No, he wasn't. He was Hispanic. And the New York Times says, well, he's got one relative, you know, the father is white, the mom's Latina, so he's a white Hispanic. Really, New York Times? I guess that means we have a white African-American president. Again, they were so determined to make this a racial case. And it wasn't. And then let's go to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Remember that professor, Henry Louis Gates? Remember that one? Henry Louis Gates comes back from a trip and apparently doesn't have keys to his house, and he's trying to get in the house. And someone from a distance sees someone, looks like he's trying to break in, calls the police. Police come and ask Henry Louis Gates what's going on. And Henry Louis Gates, who is in his late 60s, early 70s, just goes off on this cop. Just goes absolutely nuts. Ends up getting arrested. And here comes the president of the United States talking to the press, saying that the police behaved stupidly. No, the police didn't behave stupidly. The professor acted stupidly. The police did everything according to procedure. They did their job. So the reason I mentioned both of these other cases is that there was such a rush to emphasize the racial element that the truth was smothered. And that's what this needs to be, this case in Massachusetts, or excuse me, Massachusetts, this case in Missouri, in suburban St. Louis, the town of Ferguson. The focus needs to be on the truth. And so you've got here, by the way, Benjamin Crump, the Trayvon Martin family attorney, he's now the attorney for this dead kid, Michael Brown. And here comes Al Sharpton meeting with the family today. So again, they're going to try and emphasize race when the president of the United States should weigh in on this and ask everyone to step back and just let the search for truth continue. It's twice now, twice we have seen during the Obama era cases where the facts were completely overwhelmed by racial politics, and instead of making the situation better, Barack Obama made it worse because he jumped to conclusions. And I remember that if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. Really? Is he Trayvon's school disciplinary record, suspensions, arrests? Really? Is that a guy you'd want to call your son? The reason he was even there in that neighborhood, he was kicked out of the house by his mom for being out of control. So since the president has stepped in it twice, let us hope that he uses a bit more wisdom and that he does step into this and say, everybody pull back. He should vocally condemn the looting and the rioting, and call for everyone to simply follow the truth and to lay off the politics. Again, that's what the president should say. Do you really think he's going to say that? Me neither. So anyway, that report from KMOV-TV, and there are very few facts about the case that are known. I'm curious, too. So, you know, let's not sit in judgment one way or the other. Let's just wait to see what the facts tell us. All right.
I've got one other footnote to this story, and this actually is probably more than a footnote, but I just kind of came across this as I was searching through St. Louis news media websites to try and find more information about what happened overnight with this looting and rioting. And one of the businesses that was burned Burned Out is a quick trip convenience type store.
Yeah, it's like a 7-Eleven.
Exactly. There we go. And on any number of the TV news media reports about this, you're going to see these pictures of this burned out quick trip. And a woman went down and posted a note. She's a neighbor in this area, Ferguson, Missouri. She went down and posted a note to the business owners decrying what happened, saying that this looting is not what this neighborhood is all about. And here's about 2 minutes of what she conveyed about why she wanted to do this to notify these neighbor, these business owners about what happened to their business being destroyed.
And my husband and I, we first lived on Canfield. We bought a home in Jennings, but we've been here since 97, 98. And I come here, this is where I get my Diet Dr. Pepper. You know, this is my first quick trip. We're doing shopping all the businesses up and down West Florissant. This is our neighborhood. One of the kids that works here, she used to be a student of mine. So I taught her, and I know she's got a daughter, and she's trying to, you know, survive and go to school and that kind of thing. What is she going to do? But this just doesn't represent who we are as a community. And I wanted just to say something, to do something that was productive. I mean, we don't always have the best police service, and sometimes you don't know if it's going to be officer friendly or who is going to show up on your doorstep. But I've never not had a call answered as a homeowner when I've said, you know, I need help here. The police have always done their best. You know, and I know they're going to investigate. I know that, you know, they're doing the right thing by giving it to a different police department. And unfortunately, these things take time. And I'm angry that a young man lost his life. He went to Normandy School District where I work. So I'm angry, but I don't want to tear and ruin everything else for everyone else because of that. We want to support the family. Well, it's just a quick letter to the Quick Trip people, the clerks that we see every day that we talk to that work here. I want this to come back. You know, we're talking about, well, are the businesses going to come back and are they going to be able to get insurance? I don't know. I think a big company like Quick Trip will be okay. But I just wanted them to know that the stuff that's written on here, the fact that they were threatened last night, doesn't represent who we are as a community. And I'm not going to come and tear up something. And I have to go to work, so I can't stand and protest all day. But I did want them to know how I felt. And my husband and I, we were just so passionate about what we were seeing on the TV that he doesn't know I came, so I guess he'll know now that I just left it. And I used one of my school folders, so I'm on my way to work and get training. But I wanted them to know.
Okay, now let us hope that the community of Ferguson, Missouri reflects this woman rather than Al Sharpton, rather than the race-baiting attorney from the Trayvon Martin case who's now taking the Brown case here, and not to mention the looters and a couple of the idiot politicians who have stepped in and haven't condemned the looting but have rationalized it.
Yeah.
So let's hope
some clear thinking from that woman that you just heard.
And, you know, clear thinking, and not just thinking, but moral clarity about, you know, what kind of community are we really? What are we really saying when we allow something like this to happen and don't do anything about it? So good for her. Good for her. That's the kind of woman you'd want teaching your kids.